Somehow, our religious practice seems to have changed pretty dramatically over the last 30, 40 years. Some of you will probably remember, because you're about as old as I am, not too many of you, but you remember, say, when we were kids, when we were taught our faith, the beginnings of our faith life, our relationship with our Lord, what was expected of you, you know, there were things that we were expected to do. We knew that Christ suffered and died and rose again to save all of us. We knew that. That was made very clear to us. And that salvation was a gift he offered to us. But it wasn't guaranteed. It was something we had to work at. So you had to learn to pray. And it was important that you prayed regularly, not just occasionally. Sacrifice was something that was expected, especially during the season of Lent. But sacrifice quite often. In those days, they used to, rescue what they called pagan babies. Some of you will remember that. And so that they would provide some kind of a livelihood for them, that they would be baptized, and that they would be named, and you would have a certificate that you helped to rescue one of these children. You would have things like that, and it was sacrifice, because it meant that you had to give away a few pennies that you might want to have wanted to spend on yourself. During Lent, there were things that you were just expected to do. And you followed them because you really thought that you had to do your part to be somewhat worthy of what Christ was offering. So it wasn't always just something real easy. You were expected to be at Mass. If you didn't feel like it or not, you were expected to be at Mass. You were there. And you stayed awake because either the nuns made sure you stayed awake or your parents made sure you did. But you stayed awake and you paid attention because you were trying to learn how do I do my part to be able to share in this kingdom of heaven that Christ has prepared for us and offered to us. So it wasn't something that was guaranteed to us. There was a certain reverential fear that we had of God that we would follow him and we wouldn't risk messing up too badly. We went to confession a lot more than people go to confession today. When we were kids, we were expected to go every 2 weeks. Nowadays, you can't think of what you did in 2 weeks that would be that much worthwhile. But that was the practice of the time. Well, somewhere along the way, we've lost all of that. And we've kind of developed this attitude that, well, Christ loved me, he suffered and died for me, to save me and to make a place for me in the eternal kingdom. And so I have it made, now I can do whatever the heck I want. And if I feel like going to church, I might. If I feel like observing, if I feel like receiving the sacraments, I might. If I don't feel like it, I won't. If I feel like doing a kind thing for somebody, I might do that. Praying, if I think of it. But it's kind of like we just expect God today to say, here it is. I offer it to you. All you have to do is slide in. And interestingly, the scriptures today, every one of them is saying, you need to think about that. We all need to think about that. You know, I know in our church today, people leave in droves. We don't know why. Sometimes we find out reasons why people choose to leave. But I think a lot of times, and some of them leave for good reasons, they couldn't find in our tradition what they felt they personally needed to develop a close relationship with our Lord. And so some of them have chosen to take that journey. But a lot of them, it just seems like if you ask them, why is it not important to you? there's time. We're not sure of that. That's the thing. We're not sure how much time anybody has. And in the crazy world that we live in today, it's even less sure how much time we might have. So there's this attitude of indifference. You know, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? If I go to church or if I don't, who cares? What difference does it make? We forget about the time. There was a time when if I didn't live my Christian duty, if I didn't fulfill my Christian obligations, that was kind of looked upon as a bad example and maybe a scandal to some people. So we kind of thrown away that social responsibility that goes with religious practice, that what's their business? I mean, this is my business, not anybody else's business. But it's the business of all of us to care about what happens to one another. We are all called to share in this kingdom of God that Christ has prepared for us. But we all have to do something. We can't just say, well, Jesus loves me, so I'm saved. He's made it possible, that's right. But remember one thing that God gave to us when he created us. When he made us in his image and likeness, he gave to us a free will, which is critical and makes us very different from every other being on the face of the earth. Because we can choose. We can make decisions. We can make choices. And somewhere along the way, it's important for us that if I want to share in the salvation that Christ has offered to me and made possible for me, if I want to share in that, if I want to be a part of it, somewhere along the way, it seems I have to choose to do something about that. Somehow I have to accept that gift. I can't just ride along and say, oh, Jesus loves me, he'll take care of me. Well, he's provided everything you need. Everything is set. And all he says to us is, but do you want it? I can't force you to be with somebody that you don't want to be with. If you do not want to be with God for eternity, I can't make you do that because you have that choice. I mean, the opportunity there, everything is provided. Everything is there. It's like that banquet Jesus talks about frequently. Everything is prepared. Come to the feast. All you have to do is accept and do something about it. We can't just say, well, I know Jesus loves me. It'll be there for me. Hopefully you're right. But somewhere along the way, we as people, made in the image and likeness of God, have to make a choice. Do I want that? And how much do I want it? Do I want it enough to really maybe do what I have to do, sacrifice a little bit? I can't always do whatever I want. To take time to give honor to your God who created you and gives you everything, even this redemption and this place forever in eternity for you, if you want it. You have to make decisions and choose. Sometimes the things we have to choose are not easy. St. Paul talked about that a great deal in this letter to the Hebrews, or whoever the author was. And sometimes the things we choose don't work out right. Sometimes they're bad choices. Sometimes God disciplines us for that. But it's not because he doesn't love us. He really wants us to be with him. And we all know that in our lives, you can't do whatever you feel like doing all the time. It just doesn't get us where we need to be. When we do that, most of the time it's a downhill slide. And it becomes easier and easier and easier to do that. But how much do I really want this redemption, this place in eternity with God, how much do I really want that? Am I willing to do anything to get it? Or do I just expect that God, no matter what kind of life I live, no matter how indifferent I am to Him in anything that He's asked me to do, no matter how careless I am about scandal or bad example that I show to other people, no matter what I do, somehow or another, I think He's going to say, oh, welcome, I've been waiting for you. He can't make you be where you don't want to be. If you don't want anything to do with God now, what makes you think you're ever going to want to be with Him for all eternity? So that's what we're supposed to be doing now in this world. We're supposed to be following what our Lord asks of us. That narrow gate that He talks about, that narrow gate, according to one interpretation, is Jesus Christ Himself. And to get through that gate, we have to be willing to do what He did. It means that there are times that we have to devote time to our God, to know who He is, what He expects of me, how much He loves me, what He's prepared for me, how much do I want all of that? To be willing to sacrifice, to deal with my daily life, the struggles and the difficulties that are there, the people that are there, the pain that is there, all of those things, to deal with that in a Christ-like manner. To care about my brothers and sisters and what happens to them, and not this attitude, I can do whatever I want, what difference does it make? They can do whatever they want, I don't care. But that's so contrary to what Christ says. We are supposed to care about what happens to one another. So, if we want to get through that narrow gate, which is Jesus Christ Himself, we have to do what He was willing to do. It takes commitment. It takes a desire. It takes a real need that I really need this for my life and for eternity with God. Am I willing to do that? So do we want to get through that narrow gate? We all say yes, I'm sure. But are we willing to make that commitment to do what is necessary to get through that narrow gate? And that narrow gate is Christ. And on the other side of that gate is that eternity that He promises to us. But it takes our willingness, our acceptance, our willingness to work at it, our desire for it. God cannot make us want what we don't want. If we don't want Him in this life at all, what makes us think that we will want to be with Him in eternity?